Sometimes the sound of running can be a silence. Silence as in not running at all. I thought I had a really bad, well, not really bad, I thought I had a knee injury from running. So I went to a sports physio today. I find out that it's not my knee at all. Although the complaint is called runner's knee, because so many runners suffer from it and so many runners think it is their knee. It's a pain on the outside of your knee when you run, and it can stop you from running altogether. It's actually to do with your IT band, which is a ligament that runs from your knee up to your hip on the outside. And if that's not stretched properly, that can get inflamed, and that can cause inflammation around the knee, or it feels like it's in the knee, but it's your IT band. So I've just spent the last half hour having a really hard massage, having that completely pummeled, and being shown ways in which I can stretch my IT band so that it doesn't come back, hopefully. In a perfect world, I would have discovered this and done the sports massage 2 or 3 weeks ago, as opposed to 5 days before the marathon. But hey ho, what can you do? It feels really sore, but wow, I'm walking better. So that's great. I'm gonna do some very light running tomorrow, more just to get myself into the gym, and so then I can do the stretches and the self-massage that I was told about. So if anybody listens to this audio boo, which I doubt they do, but just in case, if you think you've got a problem with your knee, then it most probably is your IT band, and that means that you really need to massage the outside of your thigh. And if you just Google runner's knee IT band syndrome, there's loads of advice on it. So there you go. The sound of running is not running at all right now, but hopefully resting up so I can run the marathon in 5 days' time.